Jairus knew two things. He knew that he was terrified. His daughter, his own beautiful 12-year-old daughter, was sick, terribly sick. In fact, she was on the brink of death. And he, Jairus, her own father, could do nothing about it. He was about to lose his daughter. Faced with the death of his own child, a death more horrible than even his own, Jairus was afraid. That's the first thing that Jairus knew. He knew fear. The other thing that Jairus knew was that Jesus could do something about it. Jairus had heard the accounts traveling around Israel, racing around the country. He had seen the evidence. He believed. Jairus knew faith. Fear and faith. These are the two things that Jairus knew as he raced out into the road, leaving his dying daughter's side, going to find Jesus. Fear and faith. And when he found Jesus and fought through the crowd and won Jesus' attention, and Jesus said, "Yes, I'll come with you." Well, then the fear faded and faith flamed large. But when the servants arrived with their devastating news, fear reclaimed his heart and all but smothered faith. They were both there, fear and faith. Jairus knew both. Jairus knew what it was to be caught in reality, a reality beyond his control. He knew what it was to be out of his mind with terrifying fear that would not go away. And he knew what it was to be entirely, wholly dependent on the mercy of another, on the mercy of the one, the only one, who could save his dying daughter. Fear and faith. This was Jairus's reality. He was caught between the warring claims. You know what that's like. Life lived between fear and faith. That's the basic description of Christian existence. The fear may not be as overwhelming or as apparent as it was for Jairus. You may not be fearing for the life of your child. You've got fear, nonetheless. Maybe you don't always recognize it, don't always label it as such, but it's there. You get used to it. There are things going on in your life beyond your control that scare you when you think about it. You've got concerns and challenges that face you and that threaten you and that shake you. There are concepts that need to be understood, pages to be read, lessons to learn, papers to write, tests to pass, bills to pay, budgets to meet, careers to choose, deadlines to fulfill, relationships to nourish, hurts to heal, love to discover, weddings to realize, children to raise, parents to protect, and a thousand other responsibilities weighing on you, pulling down on you. It may not be the abject, soul-crushing terror that drove Jairus into a frenzied search for his last desperate hope, but the reality pushing in on you and pushing down on you leads you at times to feel fear. What if I don't find the money? What if I never meet the right person? What if my spouse can't forgive me this time? What if I fail the test? What if I disappoint my family? What if I'm not good enough? What if people find out the kind of person I really am? Fear. It's a bigger part of our lives than we care to admit. But fear does not rule you. Like Jairus, you are also driven by faith. Captured by God in the waters of baptism, claimed by Him, God gives you your reason to hope, your promised deliverance from all the things that you fear. You know God's reality. He fills your life with His gifts. He calls you again and again to Himself, to His gifts, to His grace, to His forgiveness. He nurtures you in your faith. And so you do believe. By His grace, you have faith. Fear and faith. It's your reality too. This twofold reality is such a constant part of our lives, we tend not to give it much thought. It's just there, unchosen, uninvited. It forces itself on you. Things happen, responsibilities accumulate, fear takes hold and begins to be part of your life. You didn't look for it. You certainly didn't decide to be afraid. It just happens to you. Unbidden, it smashes into life and threatens to consume you. You feel powerless. How does one stop such fear? And even faith, the other side of the equation, even faith comes to you without your asking for it or your looking for it. That's the doctrinal truth. You know it. God finds you. He makes the claim. He creates in you the faith you need to face life's fears. And so you live caught in the middle of a reality you did not choose. Fears that are forced upon you and faith that comes without your permission. It's our reality. Contingent beings indeed. Jairus didn't choose to fear. He didn't even choose to have faith. It was forced upon him because he had been reduced to desperation. He had to believe because he had no other option. The evidence was there. The need was there. So he believed. Fear and faith. These were the givens for Jairus. And that makes Jesus' words to Jairus all the more astounding. At the moment of greatest crisis, Jesus has two imperatives for Jairus. He gives Jairus two things that Jairus is supposed to do. Don't fear, only believe. Don't fear? Don't fear? You've got to be kidding. How could Jairus not fear? It's not like he could simply say, "Oh, okay then, I'll stop choosing to be afraid now." Or could he? Crazily, Jesus seems to assume that Jairus can do something about his fear. Not only that, but he further assumes that Jairus can also do something about his faith. Only believe, Jesus tells him. That's the command. What Jairus had not asked for, what he had not freely chosen, he is now supposed to be, by deliberate choice and conscious choice, doing. Stop being afraid, only believe. You see, God will not let you hide under the flimsy covering of helpless victim. Yes, things happen to you without your desire, without your choice, or even with your consent. But God nevertheless expects you to handle it. He expects you to handle what you do, including your emotions and your responses. Fear is the enemy. Fear breeds doubt. Fear is wrong when it battles faith. It's always the opposite of faith. It is your responsibility. It's imperative. Give up fear, only believe. No fear, only faith. That's Jesus' words to Jairus. That's his word to you. Fear will eat you alive. Fear will paralyze you. Fear will pervert you. Fear will ruin you. Fear will prevent you from being the person God created and called you to be. You must not yield to fear. You are responsible to drive it out. It doesn't belong. Jesus knows. He understands the dual claim on your life. He understands that fear and faith are both at work in your life. You are doing two things, and Jesus says, stop doing the one, keep doing the other. Only believe, don't fear. And so what you did not choose, you must control. What happens beyond your control, you must manage. No fear, only faith. It is your responsibility. There's no room for a victimization mentality in the Christian faith. Yes, fear is real, but do not succumb. Only believe. I doubt that Jairus was able to flip off his fear switch just because Jesus told him to do it. I'm sure that fear was still hanging around in his life, but so was faith. And Jairus turned his attention there. No, not to his personal commitment to Jesus, not to his own sincerity or zeal. It wasn't the believing that mattered. It was whom Jairus believed. So Jairus did as he had been told. Only believe. And believe he did. He believed in Jesus. What choice did he have? He believed in Jesus because Jesus was the one, the only one, who could do something. And Jesus did do something. Jairus watched his precious daughter rise again, whole and healed. And as he watched his daughter jumping out of bed, that impossible imperative had become the insanely easy and obvious description of a glorious reality. No fear, only faith, no doubt. Of course that was the case. Such it was for Jairus, and such it is for you. Yes, there is still plenty of reason to fear. That stuff that worries you, that stuff that scares you is still there. But so is Jesus. And Jesus turns and tells you, don't fear, only believe. Just hang on to me. And so you do. You cling to Jesus because he is the one, he is the only one who can do something for you. And he does. He always does. He always keeps every promise. Fear and faith describe your life now, but when Jesus does something, the fear is gone, completely gone, forever swallowed up by the glorious reality of faith, fully realized and fully vindicated. Jesus will do it for you. Now you do it. Don't fear. Only believe. Amen.